Geeks in Space, Slapshot Radio.
Well, hello, everybody. You're listening to Slashdot Radio, Geeks in Space. This is our second episode ever.
This time we are reporting live from Martha's Vineyard, where we have joined the rest of the
American media, yeah,
in coverage of JFK Jr.
We're not having a lot of luck.
No, we didn't find any of JFK Jr.'s stuff or any interesting body parts, but... We found some wildlife, and we're actually going to dissect most of them to see if they may have eaten anything that JFK Jr. once touched.
We'll be featuring a live update from the Slashdot copter and the Slashdot infrared-equipped airplane later on in the show.
Right now, searching for this stuff, you know, they could have at least sprung for a motorboat because my arms are really, really sore from rowing this thing. The waves are big, okay? This isn't good.
Dude, I told you, I row for 2 hours, you row for 2 hours, it works out fine.
It's been my turn now for like 3 hours, and my arms kill.
Well, it's not my fault. I'm the only one with a watch.
We should just dock at Gayhead.
Wait. We changed our
name. Can we say Gayhead on the radio?
This isn't real radio.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
It's the internet, dude. You can do anything.
First up on the docket, it's a short docket today, we've got lots of news about IPOs.
Yeah, B went up today, and I'm checking out their current price right now. B went out pricing themselves at $6 a share. B, I am reloading
the page.
Finding, yeah.
Here at Slashdot,
bandwidth
we read
sucks.
Our own pages, and it's slow here too.
Oh, what's B the price? B's up at like 9 3/8.
Woo!
Yay,
so,
B.
Way to go, B!
Yay
way
for
to
B!
Go. Aren't you getting a B box?
Yeah, yeah. It should be coming like in the next couple days. I'm getting
cool.
It.
Can I punt it?
No.
Can I reformat?
Kick the B box.
No, you can't.
Oh, wait.
Kick the B box.
No, kick the B box.
Don't kick the B box.
Well, the weird thing is that MP3.com keeps, like, jacking their price or something.
Yeah, I think they've now jacked it up for the second time this month, bringing them to, I think it's between $24 and $26 a share now.
Excellent. Or like, the price of a full-price DVD.
For one share of MP3.com.
You can't quite
play
sure
it,
how they're going to make money.
Yeah, you don't really fit the certificate in the slot very well. And then Red Hat's got their IPO coming, and that's gonna happen like over Linux World.
Yeah,
big
August
surprise.
9 apparently. So the opening date of the expo is gonna be Red Hat's IPO.
Timing media events with you know, big Linux conferences. I don't know.
We have to come up with something cool that we can do that we can announce that we can do at Linux World.
I think we should IPO Nate. Actually,
all right, I'm going to IPO.
The shares
from
Nate.
Shares of me.
The shares are gonna be starting at $1.50, and we're gonna be releasing 8 billion of them. And if Nate goes under, you actually get a slice. And we're going to go in there.
Hey, wait a minute.
It's not going to be pretty.
Wait,
you can keep the naughty bits.
I've already been circumcised.
Can we say that? Yes! We can say that! That's good.
Hey, we've already said gay head.
So, why stop now?
Hey, no holds barred. Well, next up on the list, we've got some news for X386. Everybody's, the X server of choice for most people. Not only have they released a 3.4 now, they've got actually stuff in the pre-release for the 4.0 directories now. The coolest thing is obviously Xenorama, so that those of you who have like 93 monitors or something can rig them all up and multi-head.
Multi-head is good.
Can we say multi-head?
Yes, we just did.
Excellent. We're having a good episode today. It's got the multi-head stuff. It's also got Metrolink donated the codes so that it can do like module loading.
Thank you, Metrolink.
A la, you know, what Metrolink and Accelerated X do, you know, where you don't have to have a separate X server. The weird thing about that is I guess vendors can release binary modules now for X386, as I understand it, which...
Very good.
Yeah, it's going to be less source code, I guess, at the direct hardware level, but hey, you know, it might mean that we get, like, support for some of those cards that otherwise we won't have until the end of time. Yeah, the G400 being the first one out of our engineer's mouth over there. Our engineer. Otherwise known as that large laughing man.
Potter's,
Cowboy Neil.
Potter's only so far an engineer as Rob and I are editors.
That's right. Yeah, his sound qualifications are at least as good as Jeff and I for spelling and grammar. The other thing is the GLX and the direct rendering stuff. So apparently we're finally going to have 3D that might actually compete at a reasonable level and be standardized. Dear Lord, no.
Might be even.
That can't be. Let's see what else is worth talking about.
Caldera's naming schemes.
Oh, Caldera, yes.
Well, we've decided once again in a grand naming tradition that we've took a random word out of the dictionary and add "ix" at the end of it.
Their new thin client division, first of all, was called Caldera Thin Clients. They're going to be renaming themselves Linio.
Linio.
They're going to be...
Would you like a little more Linio, like, sir?
Yes. And they're going to... what they're going to be working on is an embedded system called Embedix.
Jeez.
I want to work for an advertising company. Okay, guys, come up with a new name. Slashdotix?
Yeah, that's it. We could just re-release Debian under our own...
Debix. Isn't that, you know, kind of what everybody does now?
Exactly.
You take a distribution, rename, stamp CDs, IPO.
Slashdotix.
Oh, God, that's probably not the best.
No, well, here's a tip for the Caldera people. Adding ix to the end of your name does not instantly give you Unix, you know... viability.
It's not the same thing as prefixing E. Because if you add E, you know, ecow. Okay? Wow.
No. ecow.com. Thank you.
No, .com is very like...
.net
very,
is like, where it's at
now. In 1996, 97.
The 60s.
Oh, in the 60s, they were... they didn't even... back then, they hadn't even invented the com. It was just dot.
So, sun then? Oh.
It was just sun dot. Or slash dot. It created me.
Right.
Yes. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. All right, I think we're some other little odds and ends worth mentioning, and we can wrap up. Our own Robin Miller's got a feature up on Broadband Wars that seems to be generating quite a bit of...
Features a lot of miniguns.
Yeah, a lot of flames, brain weapons. nice sound effects. We need a budget for sound effects on this show.
All right.
We need a budget.
Ooh. Okay, there's also Oracle 8i for Linux is out, for those of you who
don't use MySQL.
Oracle, for those of you don't use Postgres or MySQL. Also, PHP 4.0 is apparently out now.
Beta.
Which, beta.
Everything's beta.
It's always beta, guys. If you want,
Rob's actually in beta.
I'm a beta version. That's why I stutter. That'll be worked out in the final version.
Yeah, well, and hopefully the spelling will, too.
Yeah.
Right now, Nate and I are currently trying to figure out how to put iSpell into Rob's head.
It's not fitting. I think you guys just got to, like, give me a libretto or something, and I'll...
Well, this reminds what me happens of the time is when you crash, we just kill your process and restart
it. Ow!
This reminds me of the time you tried to drill a hole through your head.
And that would have worked if you hadn't stopped me. PHP 4 is out for those of you who don't use Perl. Losers, sorry. I had something in my throat.
No offense, Scoop.
No offense. Yeah, no offense, Scoop. We love you. That's probably it. I think we're out of witty and entertaining things to say today. And plus, I think our hard drive is almost full.
We were out of witty and entertaining things, I think, before we started this show. But hey,
I think we should go back to Martha's Vineyard for a live report.
All right,
from the chopper.
Yeah, I'm out here. I just swam back up to the surface. I was down 1,000 feet under the water trying to get an exclusive live interview with JFK Jr. He didn't seem too responsive down there, and so I had to come right back up. It's been pretty hectic around here these past few days. We've been hanging out and drinking beers while waiting for the searchers to do whatever it is that they do. Now, back to you guys in the studio.
Wow.
Thank you, Cowboy Neil, for that. Live
after scene.
I don't know. You might be able to hear some of Neil over the helicopter. Well, maybe they can fix the helicopter in post. Add a real helicopter sound. I don't know. Good luck, sit in the sink.
Yeah, when we take care of our own post-production, which is going to happen one of these days, then helicopters will sound in 3D surround in
and
your
maybe even our
box.
Entrance, you know,
entrance
the,
music?
The opening music will be Neroli, like 20 minutes of Neroli.
I like Philip Glass. You'll be so ready for us. We'll be like, the only thing less boring than Philip Glass is us.
Except the entire radio show will be, welcome to Slashdot Radio, welcome to Slashdot Radio,
welcome
to Slashdot.
Welcome.
Right. As always, please post your comments. We actually read them, despite what our naysayers might say about us.
We read them and promptly ignore them because it hurts our feelings sometimes.
I spend nights weeping.
He does. He come. Oh, never mind.
Anyway. Thanks for listening to this whole thing. Wow, can't believe you stayed tuned the whole way through.
Geeks in Space signing off.
Yep, and hopefully see you next week.